The Rutland Herald and the Barrie Montpelier Times-Argus are now officially under new ownership. Reed Brower of Camden, Maine, and Chip Harris of Center Harbor, New Hampshire, both men with extensive newspaper and publishing backgrounds, bought the financially troubled papers for an undisclosed amount of money. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, the sale marks the end of an era.
For the Mitchell family that owned the Herald and Times-Argus, it was an era that spanned three generations and seven decades. It began with Robert, who took ownership of the Herald just after World War II. He served as its publisher from 1947 until his death in 1993. Bob's son, R. John Mitchell, has been publisher of the Times-Argus and later the Herald since 1979. And John's son, Rob Mitchell, is the current editor-in-chief of the two papers. Tom Slayton, former editor of Vermont Life magazine and a VPR commentator, worked for the Mitchells for 20 years, beginning in 1964.
The legacy of the Mitchell family, in my mind, is that they were committed to community journalism, and they saw the community not as just their circulation area, but as Vermont, as a statewide entity. And they committed a lot of money and resources to building up a repertorial and editorial staff that covered that community vigorously. And that's an important part of a vital community.
In 2001, the Herald won a Pulitzer Prize for David Mote's editorial series on civil unions, the first Pulitzer won by a Vermont paper. Steve Costello, a vice president at Green Mountain Power, got his start at the Herald in 1985 and worked as a reporter at the Times-Argus as well. He says in Rutland, the importance of the Herald can't be overstated.
It really is one of the key parts of the community, and the loss of it would have been a devastating thing for Rutland and for Rutland County. So I think now there's just an incredible sense of relief, both that the paper will stay and that it's going into independent hands as opposed to a big chain.
The Herald was first published in 1794. Its sale ends the paper's tradition as the oldest family-owned newspaper in continuous operation, published under the same name in the same city in the United States. Like many papers, the Herald and Times-Argus has faced increasing financial difficulties. In July, the papers cut back to a four-day-a-week publishing schedule, angering many subscribers. Financial problems worsened, however, leading the Mitchells to sell. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.